There's been a lot of maligning and arguing and backbiting and fighting this last week, last 2 weeks since the election. And there are people that say that it was a stolen election. The election was stolen from Trump. And, of course, Biden says that Trump is a criminal, and Trump says that Biden's a criminal. Who will be in the White House? Well, it's obvious. The answer is so obvious. The person that will be in the White House is the one God has ordained to be in the White House. God is the one who sets kings up and brings kings down. And a lot of people think that the Republican Party is in control, or the Democratic Party is in control. The House is in control. The Senate's in control. The state legislatures are in control. The Supreme Court's in control. I'm here to affirm that God's in control. He's over every country, and He's over every nation, every town, every city, every jurisdiction. God has jurisdiction. People want to think that they have the answers for political problems, and it's amazing how they will set forth their political philosophies as if they're set in stone. They need to go to the rock, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. And so the answer to who will be in the White House is who God has ordained to be in the White House. God can do anything He wants to do because He is God. He is not dependent upon His creatures. This morning I got up and turned my internet on, and it would not work. It would not work. And so I placed a video on my private server here and did a recording and got completely through the recording, and then my internet came back up. So I'm doing it twice today. You know, God's the one who decided that I would do two videos today instead of one on this Friday morning. I'm basically repeating what I did earlier. But there are so many people out there that have the idea that they're in control of the universe. I remember just short 2 months ago when Trump was up beating his chest and proclaiming how he was going to win this election by a landslide, and all the things he was going to do, how he was going to make America great again, blah, 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 blah. Now Biden's just as cocky as Trump. Well, they are weighing the balances and found wanting. The Lord is the God of knowledge, and by Him actions are weighed. Daniel 5:27 and 1 Samuel 2:3. That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. The Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. What is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Well, these people who are trying to promote and exalt men rather than exalting Jesus Christ should be ashamed of themselves. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. When I am weak, then I am strong. My God shall be my strength. Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. There are people now that are advocating a revolution in this country. On both sides of the aisle, on the left and on the right, if a man stand, take heed lest he fall. The Lord pondereth the hearts. The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. O taste and see the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Are you trusting in Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Are you trusting in the Democrats? Are you trusting in the Republicans? Are you trusting in Dr. Fauci or Dr. Brooks? I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are called according to his church, his purpose, Romans 8:28. Surely the wrath of man shall praise thee, the remainder of wrath shalt thou restrain. Psalm 76:10. Well, with all this contention and strife going on, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, Proud Boys, I'm glad that our death is swallowed up in victory. Thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Romans 8:27. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished. We need to remind ourselves daily that he's the potter and we are the clay. O Lord, thou art our Father, we are the clay and thou art our potter, and we are all the work of thy hands. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Psalm 25:4. Well, who's going to be in the White House? The Lord omnipotent reigneth. Revelation 19:6. I know that thou canst do everything. The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. He doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? There is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, who shall let it? Daniel 4:35, Isaiah 43:13. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed. There be more with us than be with them. 2 Chronicles 32:7. We used to sing that song, there's more with us than be with him, we're on the winning side. With banners unfurled, we'll tell the whole world that Jesus is captain and we are his bride. There's none to fear when Jesus is near, though fierce the conflict may be. We'll never give in the fight against sin. With Christ there's victory. There's more with us than be with them. Lord, open our eyes to see the mountains around. With chariots abound, we're trusting alone in thee. The devil may boast and marshal his hosts and fight in the battle array, but with Christ in the lead, we're sure to succeed. He's already won the day. The Lord is our rock and our fortress, our defense. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. We may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 59:9, 2 Samuel 22:2-3, Psalm 28:7, Isaiah 58:19. The one that's going to be in the White House is the one that God has ordained to be in the White House. And that's the way it's been all the way through history. And that's in the leaders in every country, every nation, every town, every city, every province. The Lord shall be thy confidence and shall keep thy foot from being taken. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who can lay any charge against God's elect? Romans 8:31. Well, this morning, let us remember that God is the one who is in charge. He's over the Democrats, the Republicans. He's over the Roman Catholic Church. He's over Satan himself. He's over the saints. He's over the devil. He's over all principalities. By him all things consist. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. God is the one who made the world. And God is the one who sustains the world. And God is the one who will ultimately be the cause of the earth burning up and destroyed, and usher in the new Jerusalem coming down out of God, out of heaven. This morning, be encouraged and realize that God is in control. Trump's not in control. Biden's not in control. The Democrats aren't in control. The Republicans aren't in control. The United Nations isn't in control. The Soviet Union's not in control. China's not in control. God is in control. That should give us great comfort. God bless.